名字叫 Matt， 很高兴今天可以跟大家在一起。我叫 Teresa。
Now the sermon's actually on Mark 4 today, and we'll get into that in a moment.
今天的正道经文在马可福音第四章，所以等一下我们就会读到这段经文。
But first I'll pray.
首先让我们低头祷告。
Dear Lord, thank you so much for your word, and I thank you so much that we have this beautiful building to be able to meet in and to hear your word and to meet together and to praise you. Lord, I pray that we would be able to have attentive ears today. Help us not to be distracted by anything, but help us to really soak in your word. We put ourselves in your hands. Amen. All right. Alright, so hopefully the Holy Spirit is translating for you. Alright, now, this is what's happening in Mark. So the first three chapters, they're setting a scene for us.
所以这就是在马可福音中发生的事情，前三章是为我们介绍这一章经文的故事背景。
Now Mark tells us the big point of his entire book.
马可福音也告诉我们这一卷书中最重要的一点是什么。
And it's pretty simple. It's Jesus is the Son of God.
很简单，就是神，耶稣是神的儿子。
So obviously no surprises there for us.
所以说这也对我们来说没有什么出奇的。
Now Mark 1:14 says, the kingdom of God is here. Repent and believe.
马可福音第一章十四节说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
So in God's kingdom,there is no evil and no sickness, right?
所以在神的国度里面将会没有罪恶也没有疾病，不是吗？
So Jesus goes about proving this for us.
所以耶稣为我们来证明了这一点。
So chapter 1, when Jesus goes around casting out demons.
所以第一章耶稣四周走他赶鬼。
And chapter 2, he goes about healing the sick.
第二章他去医治那些得病的人。
So he's showing us that God's kingdom is here.
所以他向我们展示了神的国度已经来了。
He's proving to all of us that he is God's son.
他也向我们证明他就是神的儿子。
Now, having done that, we come to our first parable.
知道了这些，我们来到了我们看到了今天的第一个比喻。
Now, this is really important because we should remember this.
这个很重要，因为我们要记得。
These are the words of God himself.
我们要记得这些话是神自己说的话。
So we better make sure we're listening.
所以我们要告大家仔细听。
If I can get Josie to come up and read Mark 4, 1 to 12 again, that'd be great.
请 Josie 为我们读马可福音第四章。
Thank you.
Mark chapter 4, verses 1 to 12. Again, he began to teach beside the sea. Such a very large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat on the sea and sat there.While the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. He began to teach them many things in parables, and in his teaching he said to them, Listen, a sower went to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on the rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and it sprang up quickly, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain.Other seed fell into the good soil and brought forth pain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30 and 60 and 100-fold. And he said, Let anyone with ears listen. When he was alone, those who were around him, along with the 12, asked him about the parables. And he said to them, To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God. But for those outside, everything comes in parables, in order that they may look but not perceive and may indeed listen but not understand, so that they may not turn again and be forgiven.
Thanks, Josie. All right. So now I think most of you are probably familiar with this parable.
我相信大家都对这段经文很熟悉。
The good thing about it is that from verse 13 onwards, Jesus actually tells us exactly what it means.
很好的事情就是从第十三节之后呢，耶稣就向我们解释这个比喻到底是什么意思。
So the first thing are the seeds.
首先呢是种子。
So I've got a picture for that.
我有一个种子的图片。
I went a bit crazy with clip art, so just bear with me. All right, now the seed is falling on the path. That's the first picture.
首先第一个图片是掉落在路边的种子。
Then we have seed growing on rocky ground.
还有在岩石缝中生长的种子。
Seed growing in the thorns.
在荆棘中生长的种子。
And seed growing in good soil.
还有在好的泥土中生长的种子。
Now, in the next verses, Jesus interprets exactly what that parable means.
在接下来的经文中，耶稣就向我们解释了这个比喻到底是什么意思。
But here's the key to understanding it.
这些呢，就是了解的重点。
So the seed is the word of God.
这种子就是神的话。
So that's what we hear every Sunday.
也就是我们每个星期天所听到的话。
What you study in your Bible study groups.
是我们在小组学习中学习到的。
What Ben and Ivy and your leaders keep on telling you.
也是 Ben 和 Ivy 还有我们的组长在不停地告诉我们的事情。
So that's the word of God.
那就是神的话。
This is the bit that we might need to remember a little bit more, though.
还有一些我们可能需要记。
We are the soil.
我们就是那泥土。
So we are the ones who are supposed to be responding to God's word.
我们就是那个要回应神的话的人。
And God's telling us that there are four ways that we can respond to God's word.
神告诉我们，我们可以由四种途径回应神的话。
So the four responses.
这四个回应是什么呢？
First, verse 15, the seed lands on the path.
首先第十五节说，种子掉落在了路边。
But the birds take them away.
但是被鸟吃掉了。
So as it says there, verse 15, the evil one comes and snatches it away.
所以第十五节中讲到，撒旦立刻来把他的心里的道夺去。
Now, it might be that we become distracted.
可能就是我们在听到的时候会被其他的事情所影响。
Or we hear all the noises coming from the room next to us.
或者我们听到的都是隔壁传来的声音。
Whatever it is, we just don't hear the word of God.
无论是什么，我们没有听到神的话。
The second thing is verse 16 and 17.
第二个是第十六到第十七节。
So the seed lands on the rocky ground.
种子撒在了石地上。
But immediately, it is received with joy, but it has no roots.
撒在实地上的就是立刻欢欢喜喜地接受了，可是里面却没有根。
So when trouble arises on the account of the word, immediately they fall away.
所以受到迫害就立刻跌倒了。
So these are the people who love what they hear on Sunday.
这就是那些喜欢听讲道的人。
But when we get home, maybe we forget what we heard.
可是星期天一回到家，我们就忘记了所听到的那些事情。
The third way that we can respond.Is in verses 18 to 19.
第三种是在第十八、第十九节。
So that's the thorns, that grow and choke out the word of God.
也就是荆棘，它们生长，挤住了道。
Yep, as it says there, verse 18 to 19, they hear the word.
他们听了道。
But the cares of the world.
然而他们对今世的忧虑。
So maybe relationships, school, family.
可能是讲人与人的关系、学习或者是家庭。
Wealth,
财富。
So money, power, focusing on success.
金钱、能力、权力或者是对成功的追求。
Or desires for other things.
以及其他种种的欲望。
So cars, clothes, games, toys, shoes.
就像车子、衣服、游戏、玩具和鞋子。
Desiring these things can choke out the word of God.
对这些事情的追求会挤住神的话。
Now the fourth way to respond is verse 20, the good soil.
第四个回应的方式，第二十节中讲的好的土壤。
It's the one who hears the word of God.
就是人听了道。
They understand it.
接受了。
And they actually bear fruit, so they multiply 30, 60, 100 times.
并且结出果实，有三十倍、六十倍、一百倍的。
So basically, the seed in good soil spreads God's word.Spreads God's word even further.
也就是说，在好的土壤中的种子会更加深广的发展神的话。
Now I was thinking, what's the best way for me to communicate what this means to you guys today?
所以我想该如何向你们解释呢
？And I remembered my high school friends.
我想起了我高中的同学。
Back then we talked a lot, or I talked to them a lot about God and who God is.
那时候我向他们讲了很多关于神的话，并且告诉他们谁是神。
And now every time I look at this parable, I can't help but think about them.
现在每当我看到这段经文的时候，我就控制不住要想起当时的情形。
Now I had four best friends.
我有四个好朋友。
So the path.
首先是道路。
My first friend didn't know Jesus.
我第一个朋友并不认识耶稣是谁。
And this is what he thought about God.
他是这样认为神的。
Faith in God?
对神有信心。
Why do I need faith in God for?
为什么我要对神有信心呢？
I have faith in myself.
我对自己有信心。
And he worked very hard.
他非常努力的工作。
And he's now overseas. He's a stockbroker.
他现在在海外做金融投资的生意。
Probably earning lots of money.
可能现在赚了大把的钱。
I don't think he gives God a second thought.
我不认为他会对神有，他会想到神。
Now the rocky ground.
第二个就是那个石子路。
That was my second friend.
是我的第二个朋友。
And he actually used to listen to what I said.
他当时其实有在听我讲什么。
And he said, "Yeah, Christianity sounds great."
他说，嗯，听起来基督教听起来还不错。
Who wouldn't want to go to heaven?
谁不想去天堂呢？
But his family was Buddhist.
但他的家人却是佛教徒。
He had other friends who weren't Christian.
他其他的朋友也不是基督徒。
What he said to me was that he didn't want to go against his family.
所以他对我说，我不想和我的家人对着干。
So he spent most of his time with his other friends doing other things.
所以他花了很多的时间跟他其他的朋友做别的事情。
And God just didn't seem important enough to him to do anything. About it.
神对于他来说并不重要的足够让他为神做任何事情。
Now the thorns.
接下来是那荆棘。
I did have a friend who did go to church.
我有一个朋友来过教会一段时间。
But after high school, came uni and work.
高中之后就是大学然后工作。
Now it happened slowly.
很慢很慢的。
And I mean really slowly.
我说的是非常非常的慢。
But after a while,other things just took a greater priority in his life.
一段时间之后，其他的事情在他的生命中占据了更重要的地位。
He stopped going to church regularly so he could study harder.
他不再经常来教会，所以他可以在家更加努力的学习。
Maybe get a better job.
他可能会找到一个更好的工作。
He always meant to put God first.
他总是想要把神放在第一位。
But maybe after his studies were out of the way.
或者是在他学习之后，或者是在他工作之后。
But after uni, he got a girlfriend.
但大学之后，他找了一个女朋友。
And she didn't go to church.
那个女生没有去教会。
And then there was all the other work and traveling that he wanted to do.
接下来就是工作和那些旅游的事情。
So after a while, he just never came back.
所以一段时间之后，他就再也没有回到教会。
Now, I have a fourth friend.
我还有第四个朋友。
And that's the one that's in good soil.
那就是在好的土壤中的朋友。
Now he didn't know Jesus before.
他之前并不知道耶稣是谁。
And he actually struggled a lot with non-Christian parents, with his studies as well.
他当时也很纠结，因为他的父母不是基督徒，他的学习。
But God changed him.
但神改变了他。
So despite everything that happened to him, he kept seeking God.
无论发生了任何事情，他都一直在寻求神。
Now he was baptized about 5 years ago.
他五年前被洗礼了。
And he teaches Sunday school these days.
他现在在教 Sunday school.
So he's doing pretty well.
其实做得还不错。
Now, as I said before, this is Jesus' very first parable.
就像我之前说的，这是耶稣的第一个比喻。
And he's using it to test the people that he's talking to.
他用了这个比喻去考验那些听他讲话的人。
So that's the question for us today.
这也是我们今天面临的问题。
How are we responding to God's word?
我们应该如何回应神的话呢？
Now, I'd like you to think back for a little bit.
我想让大家回想一下之前。
Think about the choices that you've made in your life so far.
想一想在你生活中你做的哪些决定。
What factors have influenced your choices?
是什么影响了你做决定？
Was it your job or your friends?
是你的朋友，是你的工作吗？
Where do you spend your time?
你是如何度过你的时间的呢？
What's your home page?On your computer.
你电脑首页是哪一个网页呢？
What have you struggled with?
你在为什么烦恼呢？
Which one of these four types of people are you?
之前讲了四种人，你是哪一类呢？
So are you like the path?
你是那个道路吗？
Do you just come here to hang out with your friends and meet people?
你只是来教会为了是和你的朋友在一起，为了遇见别的人吗？
Or is hearing God's word every week changing you slowly?
还是每个礼拜听神的话语在慢慢地改变着你。
Is it helping you to love God more and more?
祂有帮助你更来越来越爱神吗？
Or is God's word just bouncing straight off you?
还是神的话直接从你身上弹了回去？
In one ear and out the other.
右耳进左耳出。
Or maybe you're falling asleep.
也或者有人睡着了。
Is your life really that different from people around you?
你的生活和你周围的人的生活真的有那么差那么多吗？
Or maybe you're rocky ground.
又或许你是在一个石子里渡路。
Are you just shallow?
是那么的浅。
On Sunday, you might agree with everything that you hear.
星期天的讲道你可能百分之百的认同。
You might even say and do all the right things.
你可能也说和做那些正确的事情。
But only on Sunday.
但只是在星期天。
On Monday, when your friends ask you, what did you do on the weekend?
如果星期你的朋友问周末过得怎么样啊？
Do you leave out that you went to church?
你会不告诉他们你来教会了吗？
Do you tell your friends how God is changing your life?
你会告诉你的朋友神是如何改变你的生命吗？
Now, the third one,And this is probably the hardest one for us.
第三个也可能对我们来说是最困难的。
What thorns are growing in your life?
你的生命中有什么荆棘在生长呢？
Now, I'll ask it another way.
让我换一个方式来问你。
Are you letting God's word shape your life and your decisions?
你是用神的话来做决定的吗？来改变你的生命的吗？
Who you date?
你和谁约会？
How you date?
如何约会？
How you act with your friends?
你是如何处理你和朋友之间的事情？
How you talk to your family?
你是如何和你的家人讲话？
What you do when you think no one's looking?
当你知道没有人在看你的时候，你在做什么呢？
Or are you like my friend who used to follow Jesus?
又或者你像我那个曾经追随耶稣的朋友？
Are you letting everything else slowly draw you away from God?
是不是让其他的事情慢慢慢慢的一点点的把你带离神？
Now those are a lot of big questions.
有很多很多的问题。
So just take a few seconds and think about it.
所以请大家安刻片静，仔细的想一想。
Now today I have four challenges.
今天我对你们有四个挑战。
So the first one,
第一个
if you think God's word doesn't matter, think again.
如果你认为神的话不重要的话，那你们再重新思考一下。
Now Jesus reminds us in Luke 12:48.
耶稣在路加福音十二章四十八节中跟我们讲。
To whom much is given, much is expected.
因为多给谁，就向谁多取。
So maybe you're a little bit newer to this church.
你可能是最近才刚来这个教会。
But I know most of you are here pretty much every week.
但我知道大多数人几乎每个礼拜都有来。
You know that Jesus is God's son.
你知道耶稣是神的儿子。
You know that he died for your sins.
你也知道他为了你的罪而死。
And you know that you should be relating to him.
你也知道你应该和他重新建立一个关系。
Now what that means is you can't just sit there and pretend like you don't know what's happening.
也就是说你不能坐在那边假设什么都没有发生。
You've heard God's words.
你听到了神的话。
And you have no choice but to either follow him or go away.
你只有两个选择，或者追随神，或者是离开。
Now second challenge.
第二个挑战。
If you haven't responded, respond.
如果你还没有回应的话，那么就请你回应。
Now, I said a lot of hard questions before again.
我之前问了很多难的问题。
But I hope that you've actually realized something that's very important.
但我希望你们可以认清一点很重要的事情。
You are not trapped.
你没有被捆绑住。
Jesus isn't saying that, you know, this is a good group, this is good soil just over here, this side of the room.
耶稣并没有说这一个组是一个好的组。
Maybe the group up the back might be a little bit rocky sometimes.
旁边的那个组是一个有石子的组。
And everyone down the front must have a lot of thorns or something.
那些在前面的人就是在荆棘组。
Now, down the front, don't take offense. He's not saying that at all.
坐在前排的人不要认我。
Now, Jesus is calling us to respond.
耶稣在呼召我们来回应。
So take comfort in that and respond.
所以我们要在从中得到安慰，我们要回应。
Don't let God's words just bounce off you.
不要让神的话从你身上弹开。
Grab it. Ask your leaders how you can change and how you can grow more.
抓住它，问问你的小组组长，你是如何要回应，如何改变自己。
I can guarantee you Ben and Ivy will have a smile all the way across their face if the only questions that they get every day are how can I grow closer to Jesus? How can I serve him more?
我相信 Ben 和 Ivy 脸上一定会挂着一个微笑，如果他们每天从我这边听到的问题是，我应该如何在耶稣里面更加好的成长呢？
Keep asking those questions.
请大家继续问这样的问题。
Now if you have thorns in your life,
如果在你的生命中有荆棘的话，
get rid of them.
把他们剔除。
As I said before, this is the one that probably applies to most of us here.
我觉得这可能是对我们最最常见的一个。
And if you don't think there are any thorns in your life, you need, might need to look a little bit harder.
如果你认为自己的生活中没有荆棘的话，可能你需要再仔细的想一想。
So often we're told to live the Asian dream.
经常我们会有那个亚洲梦。
Don't know if that translates. So, look, just go to church, do well in school, go to uni.
也就是说，我们要去教会，我们要在学校好好学习，我们要上大学。
Get a job, get married, have kids.
找一个工作，娶一个老婆或结婚，然后生孩子。
And then bring them back to church as well.
然后把孩子再带来教会。
Now we could do all of those things.
我们可以做到这以上的全部。
And still not be seeking God.
然而还是没有在寻求神。
It's all about our motivations.
这完全就是取决于我们的动力。
It's easy for us to do things to please our family.
我们经常会做某些事情，为的是来取悦我们的家人。
Or maybe to make ourselves feel like we're doing the right things.
或者是自我感觉良好，觉得自己是在做正确的事情。
Now, Jesus talks about people like this.
耶稣有讲过这一类的人。
They cry, Lord, Lord.
他们在哭喊着，神啊，神啊。
But Jesus says, I never knew you.
但耶稣说，我从来都不认识你们。
Because they were trying to please themselves, not God.
因为他们想要取悦的是自己，而不是神。
Now, all of those things and many more can stop us from doing what God wants us to do.
很多这样的事情会阻止我们去做神想要我们做的事情。
Now, I've got a chance to speak on that in October.
那关于这一段的经文呢，我在十月份会跟大家继续解释。
But for now, just look for things that are distracting you from God.
现在让我们来回想一下，有什么事情阻止我们亲近神呢？
Now, the best piece of practical advice I can give you is this.
那最有实用的一个建议我可以告诉大家的就是，
Whatever it is that you think might be stopping you from worshiping God,
无论你认为有任何事情会阻止你来敬拜神，
Don't keep it to yourself.
不要把它留给自己。
The greatest temptation for us is to keep it hidden in the dark.
对我们来说最大的挑战就是想要把它藏在自己心里。
And we think we'll deal with it on our own.
我们想说啊，我自己会解决。
That is completely the opposite of what God wants us to do.
那就是和神想要我们做的完全相反的事。
Whatever those things are that are stopping you from worshiping Him, bring those into the light.
有任何让你觉得会阻止你来敬拜神的事情，把它们拿出来。
Talk to the older Christians that you know.
把他们拿出来和那些年长一些的基督徒分享。
Ask your leaders.
问问你的组长。
As long as you trust them, I'm sure they will be gentle with you.
只要你们信任他，我相信他们也会很好的回答你。
And God has placed them in your life for a very good reason.
神把那些 leader 带到你的生命中是有目的的。
And when you go to them, have open ears to what they have to say to you.
当你向他们寻求帮助的时候。让自己保持平静的心来聆听。
If they're telling you that it's doing you harm, then get rid of it.
如果他们认为这样对你有不好的话，那就请你把它剔除。
Or change.
又或者是改变。
Now, finally, the good soil.
那好的土壤。
If you're in the good soil, the challenge is to keep scattering seeds.
如果你在好的土壤里面，那你的挑战就是要继续撒种。
Now, scattering seeds doesn't mean you have to do everything perfectly. It doesn't mean you have to have perfect timing or everything needs to go really smoothly and just look beautiful.
那撒种并不是代表说你要有所有的最好的一切，不是说你要有在最恰当的时机做的最恰当的事。
Now, this passage is always a great encouragement for me.
这段经文总是对我来说是一个极大的鼓励。
Because when you are the good soil and you're spreading God's word,
因为当你在好的土壤里，当你在传播神的话的时候
，be them to our family, to our friends,
无论是对家人、对朋友
，at school or at work,
或者是在学校，或者是在工作的地方
，wherever you are,
无论你在任何地方
，it's not really easy, is it?
这都不是一件简单的工作，不是吗
？If anything, as you get older, it keeps getting harder.
任何事情都是当你年纪越大的时候它就变得越来越困难
You have to earn a living You have other responsibilities
我们要求生存我们还有其他的责任
I know quite a lot of you are starting families
我知道在座的有一些人已经开始建立自己的家庭
I'm there with you guys as well And it's hard
我也是其中的一员这也很困难
And some
I'm sorry
Well, that's okay Now, sometimes you might just wonderWhy doesn't it feel like anything's happening?
有时候你可能会想，为什么这些事情都在发生呢？
Why does it seem like no one is responding to what we're doing?
为什么感觉没有人在回应我们所做的事情呢？
And it happens far too often.
这些事情可能发生得太平常了。
We put our time and our energy and all of our resources into church or into worshiping God.
我们花了大把时间、大把精力到教会来敬拜神。
And it can feel like all of our friends are passing us by.
我们也会觉得有时候会错过一些朋友。
Maybe being more successful.
他们可能变得更成功。
Or just getting along with their lives.
也或者他们活得还不错。
But what Jesus is telling his disciples is that everyone won't respond.
但是耶稣教导他的门徒说，并不是所有人都会回应。
Some will just reject it.
有些会拒绝。
Some will fall away.
有些会跌倒
But some people will respond.
有一些人会回应
And it's not our responsibility to make them respond.
这不是我们的责任去让别人做回应
Now, this is the most important bit.
这是最重要的一点
It's not your fault if people are not responding.
也就是说如果有别人没有做出回应的话不是你的错
But don't let that stop you from doing what you know is right.
但是也不要让这一点阻止你去做你知道应该要做的事。
Jesus continues, verse 26 and 29.
耶稣在第26节29节中继续说
God will make it grow.
神会让它成长。
People will respond the way they want.
大家会以他们自己的方式来回应你。
That's their problem.
那是他们的问题。
All we do is to make sure that we are in good soil.
我们要做的就是确保我们在好的土壤中
And we keep spreading God's word
我们要继续的撒种
30, 60, 100 times
30倍、60倍、100倍的撒种
Now you never actually know where that seed might fall
你不会知道那个种子会掉在什么样的情地里
He talks about that a bit in verse 30 and 32
在30节、32节中有讲到
Now I've got one last story for you though
我有最后一个故事
Now, I came to know Jesus, because somebody asked my brother to youth group.
我认识耶稣是因为有人邀请我的哥哥去参加青年团契。
They didn't ask me.
他们没有要我去。
I just went along anyway.
我就跟去了。
So that's just one little seed.
那就是一颗小小的种子。
But that was the start of my Christian life.
那也是我基督徒生涯的开始。
Now, 14 years later.
14年之后。
I don't know how.
我也不知道怎么弄的。
But somehow God has used me.
但是我知道神使用了我。
So remember those challenges.
所以请大家记住那些挑战。
And keep asking yourselves how you're responding to God's word.
继续地问自己应该如何回应神的话。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的天父。
We thank you that you are such a loving and gracious God.
我们感谢你，你是如此丰慈的、丰盛的神。
And we thank you for showing us there are so many ways for us to respond to your word.
我们感谢你，让我们认清了有如此多的方式回应你的话。
Lord, I pray that we would look at our lives.
神啊，我们祷告，我们可以看清楚自己的生活。
Help us not to be like the path.
让我祈求你帮助我们，让我们不要成为那条路。
But help us to find good roots.
让我们找到自己的根。
Help us to talk to those that have and that are more mature in their faith.
让我们和那些更成熟的基督徒多多交流。
And help us to learn from their example.
让我们从他们那中吸取经验，好好学习。
Help us to see the things that are choking out the faith in our lives.
让我们找出那挤压着神的话的事情。
And instead of being influenced by the world,
与其被世界影响，
let us be influenced by you.
不如被你影响。
So Lord, we put ourselves in your hands.
神，我们把自己摆在你的手中。
And pray that we would be in good soil.
祈求你让我们可以在好的泥土中。
In your name we pray. Amen.
以耶稣的名求，阿门。